Leaders across the country and world send prayers to Israel. By Emma Jo Morris on October 8, 2023. Leaders from across the United States and the world sent prayers to Israel on Saturday, following the invasion and horrific violence against the Jewish nation by Hamas militants. Calls for prayer came from members of Congress of both parties, from Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., to Representative Nancy Pelosi, D.C.A. Related video, Dermer on Hamas terror attack, there is also American hostages. America stands with Israel today and every day. It must defend itself against these Hamas terrorists. We will continue to pray for our great ally and its citizens, Jordan posted on X. The terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel, including against children and civilians, are monstrous and unacceptable, Pelosi wrote. We all join in condemning this assault and praying for the lives lost. The U.S. stands unwaveringly with Israel and supports her right to defend herself. Security in Israel must be swiftly and permanently restored. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz posted a similar message. I'm closely monitoring the terrorist attack by Hamas in Israel today. Hamas has no goals for prosperity. They only bring ruin and terror. Israel has every right to defend itself. We are praying for peace and safety for everyone in Israel today. Watch, Nikki Haley, attack on Israel should be wake-up call for America. Florida Republican Byron Donalds also posted in support of the Jewish state, writing, the state of Israel is under attack. And this beautiful and holy land needs the prayers and support of the world during this tumultuous time. May God bless the people of Israel. Representative Tim Burchett, RTN, also sent prayers, urging U.S. support for Israel. The U.S. needs to stand with Israel during these unprovoked attacks. Pray for peace. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, sent his prayers, calling for universal condemnation of the horrific and violent acts of terrorism. My thoughts and prayers are with the people of Israel. These horrific and violent acts of terrorism should be universally condemned, Paul posted. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., posted, praying for our friends in Israel this morning. Just an awful situation. Related video, Blinken, we have reported several Americans killed during terror attack in Israel. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., and his Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, R., also called for prayers amid the horrific attack. Today, Hamas attacked innocent Israelis in a horrific series of orchestrated events by land, sea and air. We stand with Israel on this tragic day. As the death toll continues to increase, we pray for the victims of these terror attacks and their families, Youngkin wrote. I join in support of Israel's right to defend itself. The terrorists thought that killing women and children and taking hostages would cause us, in America, to side with them and their cowardly actions. We can't let them succeed. Praying for Israel, Sears added. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., posted a similar sentiment, along with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, R. Watch, Cheney, Biden administration urging all sides to avoid violence and retaliatory attacks shows they don't back Israel. Cecilia and I pray for the victims of the horrific terrorist attacks in Israel. Texas fully supports Israel's right to defend themselves against these terrorists. Israel will always have a friend in Texas, Abbott wrote. Pray for Israel. Pray for peace, Paxton added. Vice President Kamala Harris, D., sent her prayers as well, writing, Doug said my prayers are with the victims of the heinous terrorist attacks in Israel. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi sent a message of solidarity, saying that he was deeply shocked by the news of terrorist attacks in Israel, adding, our thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. We stand in solidarity with Israel at this difficult hour. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban echoed the sentiment, writing, we strongly condemn the brutal attack against hashtag Israel and unequivocally support Israel's right to self-defense. I would like to express my sympathy and condolences to Prime Minister Netanyahu. Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Israel in these dark hours.